You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week on Tomorrow's World, producer Leilani and I looked into the recent discovery of massive ripples in space. A few weeks ago, scientists at the North American Nanohertz Observatory detected these gravitational waves in the fabric of space-time. The discovery was made with a natural detector that was able to span over thousands of light years. I spoke with Professor of Physics at the University of Auckland, Robert Ester, about what these waves are and how they were discovered and what they could mean for future research.
Could you explain what the gravitational waves that were found are and what they mean?
There's a lot going on here. So what's been seen is this background hum of what we call gravitational waves, which are really ripples in space that are generated when two massive things change their speed. And in this case, the massive things is most likely pairs of what we call supermassive black holes that weigh a million or more times the mass of the sun, that we find at the hearts of galaxies that have recently undergone mergers where two galaxies join into one.
How exactly was the discovery made and what type of technology was needed?
So what they actually looked at was something quite different. What they looked at was using radio telescopes, very accurate radio telescopes, to look at what we call pulsars, which are very, very rapidly spinning stars. So, the Earth is thousands of kilometers across, it takes time if you're going to fly to Europe. The sun is about 1.5 million kilometers across. But a pulsar is something that has a mass a bit more than the sun, but is squashed into a space of about 10 kilometers. And it spins very rapidly, and these stars produce radio waves. And in the process of doing that, they effectively act like clocks. And so as the ripples in space-time from these gravitational waves move through the galaxy, the pulsar's distance between us and them changes by a tiny amount. And we can see that in the way that their clocks drift backwards and forwards when we watch them through radio telescopes. And we can use that to infer the presence of these gravitational waves. And slightly indirect, but it's an effect that's been predicted for a long period of time.
And now that they've been found, what does this mean right now?
So right now it's, confirming that something that we thought was true is true. So people had predicted that you would be able to find this background of gravitational waves because of the way we think galaxies form, by little galaxies merge into bigger galaxies. And at the same time, people had also predicted that pulsars would be, sensitive enough to give evidence for the signal. So firstly, you've been able to carry out this amazingly sensitive measurement. It's a super hard thing to do in practice. And so really it's something that we thought was true is true. And then the next step from here is actually using that information to learn more about the universe.
Just building on that, could you go into a little bit more detail on how this discovery impacts future research?
So it means a whole bunch of things. There's different things that produce the kind of gravitational waves that we're seeing here. But as I said, the key source is that when we think each galaxy has a big black hole at its center. So the Milky Way certainly has one. The galaxy that we live in, but also other galaxies as well. We see evidence for these black holes. But we also think that little galaxies form first, not when the universe is young. And then we build big galaxies by merging little galaxies together. And so when little galaxies merge, we also think that their black holes must merge as well. And so what we're learning about really from this signal is we're seeing this kind of integrated hum that's been generated by a whole history of galaxies merging throughout the age of the universe. So the thing that I would say is that there's one colleague, Willem van Stratton, who was at AUT but is now working for Australian organisations, and he's been involved with this work for a very long time. So there are New Zealanders who are directly involved with this science, but more generally there's a number of New Zealanders, astronomers and physicists, who are looking at gravitational wave production by supermassive black holes. And so there are other ways to measure this, and so this is definitely something that a number of my colleagues will be excited to follow up.
That was Professor Robert Ester on the discovery of gravitational waves and what that means for future research.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.